Okay. Any question? Then what's my question? Where are we? What are we talking about?
Cows. We're killing cows.
Be a little bit more elaborate. What are we talking about? What is the main subject as I'm doing this? This is the way to do it, right? To go back and look at it, what was we talking about?
Wisdom. And jealousy.
Yes.
And what's inside us.
Yes, we're talking about what's inside us. We passed a very long chapter of the form and the essence. Over there we talked about the differentiation between these two, which is always there. They give birth to each other, like yin and yang, like egg and chicken. So form and the essence are together. Do not try to divide them. But one of them has a priority. Which one is that? Depends. When you think about the real priority, of course, essence is more important. But if you're talking about practicality, the essence is out of touch. Form is here. So we could work the essence through form, right? We talked about that in a good long story. Then we arrive to my favorite story, which was that this too much self-esteem, which is almost looks like being full of steam. This is what the problem is. The problem of knowledge. What is the real problem of knowledge? Honestly, it's ignorance. Ignorance is the problem of knowledge. Okay? What part of ignorance is the major one? Ignorance about knowledge. Not knowing that you don't know. Why? Not knowing that you don't know is a natural stuff. It happens always. Look around you. All animals, they don't know, and they don't know that they don't know. Right? So they live with it. But when it comes to us, excuse me, the exception is here. What is the exception?
Exception is love.
Ah, that was a very lovely word to use, but honestly, it didn't make sense to me, neither as an alien or a six-year-old boy. What was the question?
What was the exception? Mm-hmm. The knowledge?
What is the exception that all the living creatures, they live with that part of ignorance? They don't know, they don't know, right? And it's all right. So what is the exception about human being that it's not all right with us?
Because we have the capacity to, we have the capacity to know ourselves.
We have the capacity to know, the animals, they have the capacity to know. Mm-mm. They know about themselves. It's somewhere else. You're close. Do you remember we said, don't be fooled by existence. Existence is the most limited space. Because dream is there, then imagination, and at the end, non-existence. We understand non-existence. Therefore, we understand non-existence of knowledge. That's the capacity. The capacity of understanding non-existence will make us different. Therefore, we have the capacity to know that we don't know. That's how Avicenna bragged about it. Remember what he said? He said, my knowledge has been raised and promoted to such a fantastic level that I understand that I don't know. Because understanding that I don't know is something the animal, they are not capable of, you see? I mean, I'm not talking about an exception in a human being, which is the morality complicated philosophic stuff. In reality, we understand non-existence. The most important non-existence we should understand is the expansion of our knowledge, the limitation of our knowledge. To know that we know very, very, very limited. That's what our knowledge is. And how do we understand that we know a little? Have you paid attention how interesting it is? More we expand our understanding and knowledge, more we understand that we know very little. At the beginning we thought we knew it all. Yes, of course, some of these stars were doing some crazy stuff. We didn't know that there are other dimensions to this universe. Now we believe in 11 dimensions, and we understand only 4. We don't understand even half of it. And this is why. Because we are clever now, our understanding is expanding. So it should be the same in a personal life. And it is in a way. More you expand your horizon of knowledge and understanding, more you will understand your limitations. More you will understand that there is so much more to learn. Nowadays, I believe everybody agrees with me. Of course, you with your silence pretend to. I don't know if you really agree or not. But deeply, I believe that we are at the threshold of knowledge. Because now we could really understand how limited we are. Now we have a good picture of our scale. We know that we are living on a planet around the little sun, which is in a forgotten, non-important corner of a galaxy, which is not a fantastic galaxy, and there are billions and billions of it. See? This should teach us that, okay, we are that little limited one with the biggest gift, because we could think about totality. We could think about all of this. We understand this. So, let's go back to form and the essence. Through form, we approach the essence, right? Okay, now, my problem with the water is that I'm sitting high. I have to get rid of these bricks, stones, and come down to the water. How should I do it? First thing is, I should start now, not tomorrow. That was the first stuff, remember? And the logic was quite obvious, because each day time passes, that attitude will get stronger, I get weaker. So I have to rush to come down to what? Huh. I'm talking about coming down. Do you remember exactly what did that mean? I should come down from a wall, a self-made wall. Or what? Of my knowledge and belief and all that. Means to get rid a lot of that which I'm not using and is not that useful. To make place for something else. You remember the hope he presented? He said, remember, it's about polishing. Remember in book one? He said, polishing, polishing, polishing. This is what it is. To get rid of some of this stuff. The good point is that with polishing, you never go back. You go on to do what? To become what? This is where we are almost. They said, you will raise your horizons. You could become someone else, someone better than this that you are now. How? What? Think about it. And think about it, it's simple. Somebody told us that, listen, all these blocks of knowledge and situation and understanding and stuff you gathered and you raised above it, good for you, but now you have to come down. Get rid of this. Means what? Means I should get rid of what? Really what? A part of my thinking. Remember he said, you are the thought. Which part of my thinking I should put aside? My thinking is one system, a logical one. Right? Rumi suggested exactly that one, the logical one. How? Little by little, remember, you will not dynamite the wall, but little by little, you give in this block, give in this block, give in this block, give in this block, give in